92nd Psalm. We're going to look at verse number 13. The Bible says, "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I'd like to make mention concerning this verse. There are many ways that a man can become a member of a Baptist church, but there's only one right way. And if you'll notice here, we live in a day when God's people think they're in charge of their church membership, they're responsible, and they're able to plant themselves. That's completely contrary. It's completely contrary. We need to be planted. You see, we cannot save ourselves. We need to be saved. We cannot attach ourselves or become a part of a church or plant ourselves at a church. We need to let the Lord do the planting. Some people join because it's their duty. Some people join the church because of a friend. Some join because of the preacher. Not very many around here, though. And some join to conceal their guilt. Some join to get financial aid. Some join to gain a social standing. The right way is to let the Lord add to the church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You know, we have people shopping, and they come around looking to see what the church has to offer them. What can the church do for them? What benefit is there for them? But listen, the way that you know that you're where the Lord wants you to be, and I'll tell you what, you can know it when you first enter the doors. When you come in and you feel like you're at home, you come in and you're comfortable. You come in and you feel that peace and satisfaction. You come in and you know that this is where the Lord wants you to be. How do I know that where the Lord wants me to be? For that very reason. Very reason. Listen, we are responsible to God for all of the things that we have in the Lord's work. True membership of a New Testament church, true members are a select group. They're those He planted. There are those He planted. And if He planted them, He planted them right. The church began with a chosen group. Look at John, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse number 16. John chapter 15, beginning with verse number 16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye would go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." And by the way, church members who get crossways and who hit the road hate you as well. Because the word gets back, and they're always criticizing, condemning, finding fault, and tearing down the church. He is to choose us. He's to plant us. Not up to us to do that. When a member can leave the house of our Lord and stays gone, remember, the Lord didn't add him. Look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 19. 1 John 2 and verse number 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So, this chosen group is the only ones that can show forth the Lord's praises until He comes. And that's really unpopular. It's even unpopular among Baptists, even unpopular among Landmark Missionary Baptists. And I just keep running into so-called Baptists, and brother, the damage they do in this world it's an abomination to God because of their ignorance of what the Bible really teaches. You can get the same thing out of a Catholic, a Protestant, a Mormon, or a Jehovah's Witness, or any of these other occults and outfits that come in the name of Christianity. This chosen group, get this, they're the only one can set forth praise unto the Lord. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Then look at Acts, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse number 39. Acts chapter 10. Verse number 39. And we are witnesses of all things which He did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed Him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with Him after He rose from the dead. Witnesses, His chosen witnesses, chosen, made a royal priesthood, to show forth His praises, who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Well, what is the light of the church? It's the Word of God. That's what the light of the church is. What was the light in the tabernacle? The candlestick, type of the Word of God. And that's the only light that was in the house. And by the way, the only light that's to be shined in this house is the Word of God. We're not to bring the darkness of this world in or the teachings or commandments of men, but the Word of God. His chosen, planted, are something special to the Lord. Look at Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and verses 6 and 7. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, this is talking to the children of Israel, but who is it talking to today? Who took the place? His New Testament churches. He chose us. He planted us. And as members of Scriptural New Testament Church, brother, this is us right here. Don't let it give you the big head, though, because the Jews got that way, and look where they're at today. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. He didn't choose them for their magnificence and their greatness, but He chose them because they were the fewest of all people. Did you know that He doesn't go with the crowds of the religious world today? He goes with His called, chosen people. In little congregations like this congregation. Why did He choose them? Because they were the least. Because the victories that they would win, He could get credited for it because it was He who was winning the victories. And they were to point Him and point it out. He's the one that gave the victories. So it is today with us whom He's planted in New Testament churches. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse number 22. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But you're come unto Mount Zion. Now He's talking to those that were scattered abroad in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, His New Testament church. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Talking about who they were. They were New Testament church members who were scattered abroad by the persecution of Saul on the church at Jerusalem. And He permitted that to come upon them to disperse them so they would go out and preach the gospel and establish other churches, which they were not doing. Notice the description here. You've come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You know what? He's talking about a New Testament church. You know what? That applies to this New Testament church and all other New Testament churches. We need to understand and realize who we are. And we need to realize it's not us who's made us, but it's He. And it must be He who makes us and elevates us to this place. To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. They'd come to the first church when it was generally assembled together, and He added them to that church. Now, I've got a Baptist preacher told me one time, said, hey, that's in the future. That's in heaven. It is not. They had come, not were going to come. I mean, let's listen to what it says. They had already come to this General Assembly Church of the Firstborn. When could that be? Only when the first church existed. Which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. The true members are members in particular. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We are members in particular. We're joined together. We're to be of one mind. and one accord. That puts some meaning to we're labors together with God, doesn't it? We're to have the same mind he had. How can you do that? You better get into the Word of God if you want to have that same mind he had. If you don't, you're going to have the mind of this world, whether you want to realize or accept it or not. That's really what it boils down to. They have been planted or transplanted, as it were, with us. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. And to be planted is to be firmly fixed. Look at Psalms chapter 1. The first psalm, beginning with verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen, he planted us that we might bring forth fruit. And not just bring forth fruit, but bring forth much fruit. What does a fruit tree do? It reproduces itself. What are we to do? We're to reproduce ourselves. We're a faithful member of a Scriptural New Testament church. Our task is to reach out and bring others in that he might plant them, that they might be like we are. Or we should be, maybe I should say. I'm not going to take a vote, but I wonder how many of us are guilty of being that way, or the way we should be. They've been planted. Some think more of the weeds than they do the plants that the Lord planted. That goes along with being a friend of the world and an enemy of God. If planted, our time, money, labor, are firmly set in the house of God. Look at Romans chapter 6, verse number 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. And then in Psalms 23 and verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you've been planted, you're satisfied with the fatness of the Lord's house. Look at Psalms 36, beginning with verse number 8. 36th Psalm, and verse 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. If planted, our happiness is in that we can approach and be in the very presence of God. Psalm 65, verse 4 says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Blessed is the man. Brethren, we are blessed, so richly blessed. But how often do I take it for granted? How often do you take it for granted? The house that we're planted in, was untouched by human hands. It's builded by the Lord. Look at Psalms 127. Psalms 127, verse number 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Now he that built the house that we're in was the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son. And he built this house. Moses built a house, but Jesus built this house. He didn't leave it to man. It's built as a habitation of the Spirit here on earth. Look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians, second chapter, beginning with verse number 21. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. This is the same thing right here. It's what it's saying. The church is the place where God, his house, is where he meets with his people. Where he comes into their presence. Where he teaches them. Where he admonishes them. Where he nourishes them. Where he cherishes them. Where he looks after and he takes care of them. Where he guides and he leads them. How does he do it? Through the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God in a New Testament church. And brethren, listen. We are blessed because we hear the Word of God. I go to the youth meeting and sit in and I hear the Word of God. I go to a youth rally and I hear the Word of God. I come to church services, I hear the Word of God. I met a man today, had a good profession of faith, goes to a so-called Baptist church. He don't have a clue about the Word of God. And he's not exposed to it. Why am I preaching this message? To get you to realize who you are in relationship to God. And not to lift you up, but to make you realize, brother, it's by his grace that we are what we are. And that we have the opportunity that we have. And we have the blessings that we have. And you know, we read in the Psalms there where he's going to bless, he's going to provide and so forth and so on. Well, he is and has been. Every one of us are most richly blessed. I visited with a brother that's soon going on to be with the Lord. You know what? We had a good visit, good time. I wasn't there to mourn. He didn't want any mourning. Knows he's going home soon. He's not a bit worried about it because he knows where he's going, who he's going to be with when he gets there. See, what a blessing. I've asked others who say they're Baptists, and they don't have that assurance. And especially the other religious groups that we have out here, they definitely don't, because they're taught that you can lose it if you don't outrun the devil. Or if your good works don't outweigh the bad. Listen. If we really believe that God has planted us, we need to empty our hands of feeling sorry for ourselves and worldly pleasure and serve him. Need to give it up. You say, well, feeling sorry for self. You know what? How I know when I'm feeling sorry for me? When my temper goes. I'm feeling mistreated. I'm feeling denied. I'm feeling hurt. My pride is wounded. And it makes me mad. And I lash out. What? I need to put aside this feeling sorry for myself, which all of Rhonda's life and Charlene's life, all they heard was, feeling sorry for yourself is the devil's workshop. Well, that's exactly what it is. We have nothing to feel sorry for ourselves about. Because no matter if I die of a heart attack right now, I'm just going from here to up there. And you know what? What's up there is a whole lot better than what is down here. Say, well, are you in a hurry? No, but for this reason, I'm not in a hurry because there's a lot of folks that I still want to reach. Now, am I wanting him to wait a little longer before he comes back, as the old song goes? Nope. Come on, Lord. Now, tonight, tomorrow, or anytime soon. I may not be prepared, but I'm ready to go. God's pleasure is to plant all in His house. 2 Peter 3, verse number 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What a price He paid. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And listen, God plants, but He can't plant until salvation comes. And Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, we're saved by grace through faith. Not of ourselves. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. He wants to plant, but he can't plant until those that are lost come to repentance and faith and trust in Him to save their soul. If you're here tonight, you don't know the Lord as your Savior. If you're here tonight, you're not sure. You need to come to Jesus. You need to repent of your sins and by faith trust Him as Savior. You need to come and do His will. What is His will? That none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's His will. People go to hell because they're not willing to do His will. You got to do it by believing with the heart. And people are condemned right now because they've not believed with their heart and trusted in Jesus and what He did. And what He did on your behalf. Did on mine. Did I deserve it? No, in no way. I tried to get myself to where I could deserve it. Do you know what? I knew I couldn't do it. I think some of you, no doubt, might have tried that yourself. It didn't work until you finally gave up and trusted what He did. Trusted in Him. That's the great need. And we repent of our sins by faith, trust Him as our Savior. He performs the new birth by the working power of the Holy Spirit. We're born again. We're made new. He creates us new within. And then we submit to scriptural baptism at the hands of a New Testament church. And then He can add us to that New Testament church. Let's stand. What shall we sing? We sing hymn 260, Come to Jesus. Whatever the need is. Amen. Thank you for your attendance and attention. Keep these requests before the Lord and invite somebody to come to church every chance you get.